My name is Andrew Duncan. I am the audiovisual technician at the Wester Hales Education Centre. I've worked here for 38 years, 2 months, and I don't know how many days. Well, I thought that I will be 60 on the 16th of October, so initially I thought I was going to be retiring, and then having a few months off and then going to New Zealand to see my family, and then deciding what I want to do for the rest of my life, in fact. But it sort of suddenly is changing when I emailed a person in one of the companies that supported our telephone system and said, just letting you know, I'm just going and retiring and everything else, and thank you for all the help. 5 minutes later, I got an email saying, would you like a job with us? So I am not retiring in the true sense of the word now, but I am retiring from my job at both the WEC and the council, in fact. So I'm moving into the comms world, the telecoms company, who are actually putting the new telephone system for the whole of the council. They want me for my fact that I can speak telecom, I can also, more importantly, speak council, and therefore I know how a school ticks and how the council ticks. So basically that it's just initially for 6 months, but could be other things going on. At the moment it's just focusing on the new telephone.
You've worked at WEC since it opened.
I started at WEC literally a week after it opened, on August 28th, 1978.
What was that like when it opened? Was there a lot of optimism?
Definitely. There was a total sort of change in attitude towards treating students, pupils. Initially there was a thought that the kids were able to talk to the teachers and ask them by their first name, but I think that was a very short-lived experiment, in fact. Certainly, at the time, we were the first in Scotland and the second in the UK for being a secondary school, a community centre, a leisure centre, and a public swimming pool all rolled up into one, in fact. And basically, we have trailblazed the concept of integrating everybody into one sort of area rather than into individual sort of things in the community. And so much so that we have had visits from literally all over the world throughout the years. There's been constant visits from people as far away as Japan, America, Australia, almost everywhere. It was amazing, in fact, just to see the variety of faces that are coming in, wanting to come here to see the grand experiment.
Even royalty, I believe?
Yes, they decided to, I think it was 1980 or 81, I can't remember, that the Queen decided to come up and open the WEC officially. So yes, we had the Queen and the Duke of Edinburgh, and of course all the pomp that comes with it.
So how has the school sort of changed over time?
Obviously the pupils have changed, the teachers have changed, also the fashion has changed. Fashions come and go, and every so often it comes round, you know, and so you see people who think they've sort of got the best and the newest, and in actual fact, yes, I saw that 10 or 20 years ago. And also because we had a maintenance team on site, the building itself has stood up very well.
What's sort of your favourite thing about working here then?
Oh, the people, the camaraderie, the fact that we are all wanting to do the same thing, and that's support the students, get them from first year to sixth year, and there's no greater achievement than seeing them, kids that you've known through all the 6 years and then coming through and actually still coming in after they've left, and they've either got great jobs or they've gone to college or university.
And then West Hales is quite a small community. Do you find that you see similar, like the same families over and over?
Certainly there's been a lot of families that will decide to have sent their children, you know, been there, and then you end up with their grandchildren, in fact, which is even more scary.
Do you feel that the school's being embraced by the community then?
Oh, definitely. I think when I first started, the community was, Wester Hales was literally the size of a small town. It was about 30,000 people. So there was amazing things going on, and we had about 1,300 pupils at one point. We had extra accommodation and everything else. So, and that was amazing. But unfortunately, the early 80s brought the parental choice, and that unfortunately was the death knell as far as big schools. And it also doesn't help with the press seem to always sort of jump on something that is always a negative as far as education and schools and everything else. And very few positive stories are coming out, and as far as I'm concerned, always the positive stories are the kids that come out and go out into the world and do work. And we've had a few that have gone to Oxford and Cambridge University, so it's not, you know, as if we're, it's just colleges, you know, but we have gone to all over the world. So.
And it's a favourite moment?
One was because we've got a public swimming pool, we were unusual. We turned it into a theatre for 5 nights, and it was Peter Pan. And because the copyright had lapsed, we were able to, just for a short while, we were able to put it on. And the strap line was, Peter Pan, you can believe a boy can swim. And it was great, it was fantastic. It was full houses, all 5 nights, in fact, so... So yes, we had light, theatre lighting, and we had a crocodile. Unfortunately, it wasn't a real croc, and we had a sail. We had, I don't know, we had a boat. We had all the students and some of the teachers acting in it. So that was probably one of the sort of the highlights of certainly just being here, and has been fantastic.